The history of English literature starts with the Old English period. Little indeed is known about the origin of English literature, though it is reasonable to assume that verses of an extemporary kind was composed long before the period of the earliest written records, and that we can be certain that poetry made its appearance long before the first prose was written down. It is important for the outset to remember that the extant remains of Old English literature has come down to us in late copies, some of which were made 300 years after the composition of the poem themselves. As so far poets are concerned, again, little or nothing is known beyond the names of two of them. But this has not prevented some reasonable scholars from writing their lives from hints in the text themselves, fortified by scanty contemporary references, but mainly from a mass of conjectures, most of which cannot be described as intelligent. Indeed, the length of which critics will at times is clear indicated by the fact that an Old English poet has been provided with a wife, no valid evidence whatsoever. So, Old English literature has a richness which amazes the literature readers, who overcomes the initial difficulty of the language, and it is hoped that this richness will be seen even in Mirage summary, which appears in the following episodes. So, the historical background of the Old English period. This period is a long one, for it opens in the 5th century and doesn't conclude, as is often supposed, with the Norman conquest in 1066, but rather continues in prose at least till 1150. So the events, however, must be discussed briefly. The departure of the Rome in 410 left the British population open to the inroad of the invaders from the north. According to British traditions, the English from the continent came first as mercenaries to help in the defense against the Picts and Scots, but soon they began to settle in the country, and archaeological evidence shows that certainly permanent settlements had been made in last quarters of the 5th century, if not before. In course of time, they gained possession of all the land from English Channel to the Firth or Forth to the greater or lesser degrees. Then followed the Christianization of the pagan English tribes, beginning in Northumbria with the work of Irish missionaries, though the influence from Rome began in Kent in 597. In succession, followed by the inroad of the Danes in the 9th century, the rise of Wessex among the early English kingdom, with the important contribution of Alfred the Great, the establishment of the Danelaw in King England, with a permanent settlement of the Danes in the country, the assertion of a Dane king in 1017, and the Norman influence on the English court, which began before the conquest of 1066. All these events had their effect on the literature of the period. Literary features of the Old English period. Pagan origin. Many of the poems of this period appears to have in them features which are associated with the pagan past, in particular Widsith and Beowulf. Though the Christian elements in the later are no longer looked upon, as was the case among the earlier scholars, as clumsy additions, it appears like therefore that the earliest poems or themes have their origin in the continental home of the English people. Such themes were the common property of the gleanings of scops, which sung them at the feast of the nobles. At this time went on, Christian ideas influenced the earlier pagans, and though the phraseology remains, it is impossible to refer to any of the extant poetry as pagan. Indeed, This is only what is to be expected when it remembered that the manuscripts themselves were written down in the monasteries. So there are a lot of anonymous origins also. So most of the works were found in the form of a manuscript because of the lack of the printing press. We're moving on to the language that was used by the period. It is difficult to encounter in reading Old English literature lies in fact that the language is very different from that of the today. Its vocabulary is for the most part native, though already there have been some borrowing from Latin. Its grammar shows a deniable nouns, pronouns, adjectives. They are totally elaborate system, verbal system than that of today. So there were four main dialects, Northumbrian and Mauritian, Kentish, as well as the Wessex. That is, the Kentish were used by the Kents, and the West Saxon language that was used by the King Alfred, that is called the Supremacy of the Wessex. That's why it's also a major dialect of this period. The origin of the poems. The first Old English poetry is to be found out as a manuscript was the Beowulf. The theme of the poem is the continental Germanic, and it's likely that it was the subject of lays long before its presented version was composed. That is, it may be noted, no mention of England, and Beowulf himself is the king of Geatas. Though there is much in the poem which can be considered pagan and which suggests that the poem in origin may be considered as such. The extant version was clearly written by a Christian for the Christianization is no mere veneer. So of its actual authorship, there is no evidence. Modern scholars may now look upon it as a reworking of old material by a Christian and not simply as a collection of tales strung together by one hand. So the dialect of this text is West Saxon, though there is clear evidence that it was written in some Anglican dialect, but whether Mauritian or Northumbrian is uncertain till today. What is the story of Beowulf? So there is so many episodes and digressions in the story that is almost impossible to briefly give an adequate synopsis of this narrative. In outline, it may be said that Beowulf, the son of Ecgtrud, sails to Denmark with a band of warriors and rides the Danish king Hrothgar of a terrible mere monster called Grendel. The mother of Grendel, seeking revenge for the death of her son, meets the same fate, and Beowulf, fittingly feasted and rewarded, returns to his native land. He becomes king of the Geatas, and after a prosperous reign for 40 years, slays a dragon which had ravaged his land, but in the fight he also fatally wounded. The poem concludes with the funeral ceremonies in honor of the dead heroes. Other poetries in the Old English period were the pagan poems, and like the Widsith, it is the oldest poem in the language. And Valdir, it consists of two fragments, some 60 lines all together. And the fight at Finbash, the Battle of Barnabash, the Battle of Maldon. So there are a lot of elegies also. These poems, among which are The Wanderer, The Seafarer, Wife's Lament, and The Husband's Message, appears in the Exeter book. They were perhaps called as the monologues. The so-called two groups extended believed to be, they are the Cartman group and the Sine Wolf group. So here in the Cartman group, the ecclesiastical history of Hymen, which is said to be quoted by Venerable Bede, and it's also inculcated with its collection Genesis, Exodus, Genial, and it talks about some shorter poems about the Christ as well as the Satan altogether. It was believed that written or contributed by the Northumbrian poet himself. Well, on the other hand, the Sine Wolf group, four poems contain the signature of the Sine Wolf in the runic characters. They are Juliana, Elaine, Christ, and the Fates of Aphestel. This is also that is a known of a poet, though unfortunately it has not prevented critics from deducing additional facts about his life. So the prose in the Old English literature, although much of the Old English prose consists of translations from Latin and is clearly influenced by the originals, it is by no means correct to consider the prose of this period as lacking in originality or personal qualities. The homilies of Alfric and Wolfenstein are at the beginning of the true lines of development to the prose of the authorized version. The beginning of the historical writing are to be seen in the Anglo-Saxon chronicles, and the development is clearly by the comparison between the Cine Wolf and the Cine Heard episodes in the annals of the 1755 and the later annals of in the preceding years. So the development of the literary styles, there are two literary styles there are two genres has been very familiar in that time. That one was the poetry, the another one was the prose. So the inflection system was already becoming looser before the effect of the conquest could make themselves felt, and while the process was undoubtedly hastened by the events following in 1066, it cannot be maintained that there was in any real sense a decay of the prose style of, say, Wolfenstein. The development in the Middle English period of the homiletic prose style has clearly been demonstrated to be in its true line from that of the Old English period. In other words, in spite of the conquest, the continuity is clear in the process of literature.